Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, we have more market news, and Ibrahim Sani is waiting online to speak to Brian Lam. He's a strategist with Phillip Futures Singapore.
Good morning, Brian. Let's focus on the Brexit this morning. Can we have a quick update on how the Singaporean market is responding towards the Brexit news?
Well, I think on the first day of the Brexit, all the markets were fairly shocked. So we saw some sell downs there. But over the course of last week, the sentiment has really improved quite a bit, and we've seen the Singapore market actually recover that loss and a little bit more.
Do you think that the same kind of reaction is being experienced by the rest of the ASEAN markets?
Well, yes. I think we see the US side recovering from their losses as well. It's a bit not as strong a rebound on the European side, but in general, markets seem to have taken the Brexit rather well.
The focus will be on the ASEAN markets. Do you think that investors have shared the confidence, particularly in markets like Singapore, Indonesia and Malaysia?
Well, I think similar to the equity markets, the ASEAN currencies have been able to rebound strongly as well. We've seen, I think, the ringgit come off stronger since last week, as well as the Singapore dollar.
With this in mind, do you think that the Singaporean government will, or the markets will particularly react going forward, because we know that this is still a referendum, nothing has been set in motion. Do you think that the Singaporean authorities will take necessary measures to actually appease towards the investors in the markets there?
Well, I think that the Brexit definitely has some longer-term implications in play. Given that, I see some sort of depreciation on the Sing dollar. I think that has been kind of in motion for a while now, given that they've narrowed the slope and then they've flattened the slope a little bit more. So in the future, I think that a depreciation slope might actually be the probable scenario.
Do you think there will be a key impact on other commodities like oil or gold?
Well, for oil, I think it's mostly been a sentiment thing. It's dropped slightly during the Brexit, but bounced back as well. On the side of gold, I think that this is definitely one of the top performers over the last few months. I think with the uncertainties in the future, we can see a lot of people holding or actually fleeing to the safe haven for protection.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!